您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
For many people, leaving your pet behind is a heartbreaking thing. But there are still millions of animals abandoned by their owners every year in China. Why do people do this? Are these so-called reasons just excuses for leaving their animal partners? 对很多人来说，抛弃动物伴侣是一件非常让人心碎的事情。但是每年还是有数百万的动物沦落到收容所，其中许多是被他们的家庭故意的抛弃的。那么人们到底是用一些什么不靠谱的借口来做这件事情？为什么这件事情会发生呢？ I know this is a terrible topic, and I know, Mark, you'll have a lot to say. But first of all, can we just set the picture? Why do these, what are these reasons? And do you think there's a degree of truth in it?
Well, the excuses may be many. There's only one reason. People are not responsible.
Okay, that's a very good point.
Yes, that's very true. And, well, and to be slightly kinder to people, people might have good intentions, but they're just overwhelmed by the amount of care that a dog, for example, requires. I mean, it's a big deal having a dog. I would advise everyone not to have one, because then only the people that were really, really keen would even think about it. It's an enormous amount of work.To have a dog, especially living in a society which consists of apartments for dwelling places. It's not like in countries where you have a garden. You can just open the door in the morning, the animal, the dog can run out into the garden to have a pee and a poop. Here, you, regardless of the weather, you need to go out in the morning, maybe for at least half an hour, and then in the evening, maybe an hour and a half walking the dog, and you must do it. I mean, it's, you know...
How long do you have to spend taking care of the dog every day?
Well,
1 hour, two hours?
The truth is, every minute you're in the apartment, you have to be taking care of the dog. Because the dog, like, I suspect, a small child, I'm not a parent, but you have to give the dog attention. You can't just leave it to... Well, yes, it will sleep on the floor sometimes, but then it will come over and nudge you at your leg when you're doing some work on your laptop. Mm-hmm. And you have to play with the dog, you know. Don't get the dog unless you're prepared to play with it, walk it, keep it clean, check its health, be prepared to spend money when you go to the vet, and, you know. And so it is a big responsibility. A cat, I think, is slightly easier. They look after themselves a bit more. And then you get down to other sorts of animals, like a goldfish. Or I would always get more than one. Can you imagine the lonely life of a goldfish on its own in a bowl? You know, if you've got a few fish
in a
bowl...
But it's got you there, taking care of it.
Yeah, but...
Keeping it company.
You can't...
Looking at it...Outside of the fishbowl.
You can't
give it a
hug,
though. Yeah,
great
company. So close, you know.
Huge face.
Miles away, actually.
Yeah, so I think you should always get more than one fish. I mean, you know, if people aren't so sure about wanting a pet, maybe start with some goldfish. See if you remember to feed it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Keep the tank clean. You know, use that as a practice before you think of getting a dog.
Mm-hmm. And I'm just looking at this list and at these...so-called reasons. Number one is I'm moving. So the owner's living condition has changed, and sometimes having a pet becomes burdensome. And there's,
for example,
also,
the landlord doesn't allow it.
Oh, yeah,
allow
that's another thing.
Pets.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, when the pet is growing too big or just growing up and is not what you expected. And also if it costs too much money, if the pet...is no longer cute. Oh, that is so terrible.
Oh.
And there's like, you know, the pet is growing old, or, you know, it's time consuming. You don't have a lot of time or money to look after it. These are such terrible reasons, so to speak.
Yeah.
But it just reminds me of raising a child, because it's growing up. It might not look cute. It might be spending a lot of money as you're raising the child. And, you know, all those kind of things, I think, are similar reasons. But people don't abandon a child. That's a terrible thing to do.
Well, actually, they do, but they abandon it within the family. See what I mean?
So
they neglect it. They neglect it. They can't get rid of it like you could with a pet. Some people just abandon their dog in the street. But, you know, they can abandon the child within the family. It's called child abuse, isn't it? And psychological trauma and neglect.
Okay.
But I know what you mean. Yeah,
yeah, you know what I mean, which is usually, you know, with the child, you have to put up with it.
Yeah.
And then you make the effort. And I think that is maybe the crux of this problem that we're seeing today with pets.
We're not seeing them as important as human beings.
Exactly. And when you go into raising a pet, a lot of people don't have in mind that this is actually a lifetime thing.
It's a member
of the
family as well.
Yes.
You wouldn't abandon a member of the family, as you just said. So I think you're absolutely right. If you have any doubt whatsoever, then don't do it, I would say, especially with dogs. You know, when I walk my own dog at night in the cold air now, I hear the howls of wild abandoned dogs in the parks in West Beijing, in the woods, and there are packs of stray dogs there. Those poor dogs, you know, out on cold, freezing nights to come, I feel so sorry for them. Once they were much-loved family pets.
Coco is lucky to have you.
Yes. Coco is very lucky, I think, and your pet needs your love and your lifetime attention for that pet.